You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
I live by routines, but I especially love my same-day delivery routine with Shipt. And my shopper knows this about me. When Sunday rolls around and I place my weekly stock-up order, Joe sends texts from the aisles. Wilted lettuce? Nuh-uh. Hard pass. Deal on my favorite sparkling water? Whew. Grab two. Fresh flowers just because? Sounds like a delightful idea. If you love routines that work for you, get Shipt same-day delivery. Shipt. Delight in every delivery. Learn more at Shipt.com/hi.
Welcome back, Blacklist fans. After a long hiatus, we are back here at Believe in the Blacklist to discuss season 9 of NBC's hit show, The Blacklist. I'm your host, Stacey Blackwood, and before we dive too deep into this rabbit hole that is The Blacklist, make sure you like, share, and subscribe today to our YouTube channel. We're having technical difficulties this morning with our camera, so just going to be audio only today. But if you happen to be tuning in on YouTube, jump in the comment section right now and answer today's question. Is the person responsible for Liz's death the same person who is blackmailing Cooper? Y for yes or N for no? Please feel free to expand on your answer as well. We would love to hear from you in the YouTube comment section. And make sure if you're not already, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, and give this video a huge thumbs up. All right, folks, I know it's been a while. I'm sorry. I apologize for the delay in getting another episode out. Life has been absolutely crazy. Hopefully moving forward, though, we can be a little more consistent in delivering content here on Believe in the Blacklist. We have a lot to catch up on, and instead of going back and just boring everybody with episode-by-episode breakdown, I thought we could just look at a couple high notes here just for a few minutes about what's happened over the last few episodes of The Blacklist. So let's just look at some. I think there's really just kind of two key questions and two story arcs that are kind of are the driving force of Season 9. So let's just look at these. And by the way, I'm actually enjoying Season 9. It's starting to gain some momentum, in my opinion. I've really enjoyed the last few episodes. I really enjoyed the Park point of view there, with the conglomerate where she was kind of back to her assassin's way, and we see what happened to her, post Liz's death. So that was really fun to see that. We've seen a little bit of Aram, we've seen a little bit of Cooper, we've seen a little bit of Wrestler, we've seen a little bit of everybody, and it's been a lot of fun to kind of see all this. And Red seems to be slowly but surely returning to his old ways. So that's been a lot of fun to watch. It feels like old school Blacklist a little bit. So I've really been enjoying all of this. And also, I like the fact that we got to see Cassandra this last week, her and Red working together in last week's episode. So it's all been really good, in my opinion. But right now, we really have just two major questions, like I said, that are really the driving force for Season 9. And what looks like it's going to be the driving force for the remainder of Season 9. I think we have, 10 episodes or so remaining here in this season. So there's still a lot of content that can be delivered from the show writers and the showrunners. So, but to me, the two main story arcs or the two main storylines that are the driving force at the moment is, who is responsible for the tracker that led to Liz's death there on the street? And the second being, who is blackmailing Harold Cooper? And as I mentioned earlier, is it possible that the same person is responsible for each of these instances? So, to me, in my opinion, I don't think the same person is responsible, because it just doesn't seem very likely. Why would they be targeting Cooper unless it has something to do with Agnes? But so there's a lot that can be done with these two storylines. But let's just look at it real quick. You know, who the tracking that is in Liz, you know, that they dig her up and discover that it's in her body. So how did it get there? Did she swallow it? Did she know it was there? Was it planted by somebody else? So there's just, you know, that main question can lead you into a rabbit hole of a million other questions. And is it the same tracker that Townsend used that led to Townsend finding Red and Liz there at his bunker in Latvia? So that could be it. There could be another tracker that we have not been shown before. So that part is just wide open, and the show writers can go a multitude of ways and probably tie it all back together somehow. Then you look at what's going on with Harold Cooper and him being blackmailed, and what all is going on with that situation. At first, I thought it was the guy that was kind of helping him with the investigation, but I don't believe he is responsible anymore. I think he really is trying to help Cooper out. But they could be fooling me. I've been fooled more than once by this show. But it's just that those are really just the two main storylines that have really, you know, taken center stage here in season 9. And really over the last couple of weeks, you know, that they left the Cooper story alone for what seemed like, you know, 3 or 4 episodes. It probably wasn't that long. But over the last couple of weeks, they've really been talking about it a lot. And it's been really one of the driving points of the show. So it seems like the show is gaining some momentum as we creep towards the back half of season 9. So there's a lot to be excited about. There's a lot to talk about. And like I mentioned, I wanted to get a quick episode out since I'm so far behind and just talk about the two main storylines that are going on right now instead of doing an episode by episode recap. But moving forward, I'm hoping to do an episode by episode recap, maybe do 2 episodes at one time. That way I don't bore everybody with, you know, an hour long podcast that nobody really wants to listen to. Nobody has that kind of time on their hand. But so I wanted to get, you know, a quick 5 to 10 minute episode out to talk about the two storylines that are really the driving force of season 9. But as always, I would love to hear from you guys. Like I said, if you're on YouTube and listening or watching, make sure you jump in the comments and let us know about the question of the day. You know, is the person responsible for Liz's death also the same person responsible for blackmailing Harold Cooper? But also just give me your thoughts and opinions on season 9 as a whole. I would love to hear what everyone has to say. And if you're not already, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Believe Blacklist. We have a lot of great interaction over there on Twitter, and it's a lot of fun to kind of have some Blacklist discussions over there as well. But I'm really going to wrap things up right now. You know, one more side note on the Harold Cooper situation that's just kind of jumped into my mind. He hasn't asked Red for help yet or any members of the task force. I just wonder how long this can go on before Cooper asks Red for some help, because this seems like something Red could kind of put to bed rather quickly. So that to me is something else to kind of monitor moving forward. But all right, guys, I'm going to wrap this episode up. I really appreciate everybody tuning in. Like I said, hit the like button, hit the notification bell, subscribe to our YouTube channel, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, however you find podcasts. Make sure you're subscribed to us and interact with us there on Twitter at Believe Blacklist. All right, I'm going to wrap things up. I appreciate everybody tuning in. Until next time, y'all take care.
I live by routines, but I especially love my same-day delivery routine with Shipt. And my shopper knows this about me. When Sunday rolls around and I place my weekly stock-up order, Joe sends texts from the aisles. Wilted lettuce? Nuh-uh. Hard pass. Deal on my favorite sparkling water? Whew. Grab 2. Fresh flowers just because? Sounds like a delightful idea. If you love routines that work for you, get Shipt same-day delivery. Shipt. Delight in every delivery. Learn more at Shipt.com/hi.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.